So before you listen to the sermon,
read
Acts chapter 20.
Yeah.
The title of the sermon is, It is more blessed to give than to receive.
And
this morning I'll talk about giving.
And
not in the sense of giving to church,
to the work of God.
And of course, we should do that.
With
offerings and tithes. But today the giving is about, in a sense of being a person that is generous towards others.
And
not necessarily with giving them stuff or money.
Yeah,
being a person that gives of her or his life to be a blessing to others.
Now,
this title, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah, it's actually a quote from Jesus.
And
it's an interesting quote because it's not recorded in the Gospels. It's actually recorded by Luke in the book of Acts because Paul quoted Jesus. Yeah, we need to realize that Jesus has done many more things and said more things that we have recorded in the Bible.
We
have what we need.
God has given us
everything
in his word
that we need to have to walk rightly
before him.
But John at the end of his gospel
tells it,
it's impossible to write all the things down that Jesus has done and said.
Yeah,
John
21:25.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if there should be written, written everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
186.
و دیگر کارهای بسیار عیسی به جا آورد که اگر یک به یک نوشته شود گمان ندارم که جهان هم گنجایش نوشته ها را داشته باشد.
Yeah. So let's look at this quote that Paul uses from Jesus.
In
the book of Acts, chapter 20, and read verses 33 to 35. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities, and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
در رفع احتیاج خود و همراهانم خدمت می‌کرد. این همه را به شما نمودم که نهایت چنین مشقت کشیده ضعیفان را دستگیری نمایید و کلام خداوند عیسی را به خاطر دارید که او گفت دادن از گرفتن فرخنده‌تر است.
Yeah, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
What is the context? Now, Paul is pointing out that he didn't lead and cover this lifestyle. Yeah, he was a man that worked hard. He took care of his own needs.
But
he also took care of others.
Yeah,
he was supporting the weak.
And
he's setting the example for others.
Yeah,
his life was not about storing up treasures on earth. His life was about others. Yeah, he focused on the things of God. And he's kind of reminding the people here, or even warning them, not to become materialistic. Yeah, not to become covetous.
He says,
hey, this is what Jesus said. There is more blessing, there is more happiness, there is more contentment in giving than receiving. Now, go to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. And there we have Jesus setting the same example. Read verses 3 till 5.
Philippians, فصل 2, آیه 3 تا 4.
5. 3 till 5.
فصل دو سه تا پنج.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
و هیچ چیز را از راه جاه‌طلبی و غرور مکنید، بلکه با فروتنی دیگران را از خود بهتر بدانید و هر یک از شما به کارهای خود توجه نکند، بلکه هر کدام کارهای دیگران را نیز. پس همین فکر در شما باشد که در مسیح عیسی نیز بود.
Yeah, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What mind was in Christ Jesus? That he was lowliness of mind. Yeah, he esteemed others better than himself. Jesus was humble. And it says, look at every man on his own things. But every man also the things of others. Of course, Jesus' life was about others.
Yeah?
The focus of your life should not only be for you and your advancement. Your life should be about others as well.
Yeah.
In fact, it says esteem others better than yourself. Put others first. Then you'll say, but if I'm searching for happiness, and how does that work? Yeah, if I'm giving away stuff, when I do other things, if I give myself to others, how is that more blessed? I lose time, I lose resources.
Now,
that might sound counterintuitive, but then a lot of things in the Bible are counterintuitive.
Yep,
God's word says, the Bible says, it carries more blessings if you're giving than you're receiving.
Now,
of course, there's nothing wrong with receiving. It's great. Yeah, it's a blessing. We all like to be on the receiving end of a gift. Especially children love that. Yeah, the Bible says it's even more blessed to give. Yeah, you know something that is consistently true. People who make it their goal in life to pursue their own happiness, they'll never get there. They never end up happy. In fact, these people are normally the most unhappy people that are around. They're miserable.
Yeah,
if it's your goal to seek happiness, you won't find it. And then you have people who are not about themselves, who seek to bless other people and care about other people and serve God. These are the people, yeah, that do find happiness. Yeah, the better life is a side effect. The happiness is a side effect of the fact that they are about other people. Yeah, Matthew 16:25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
زیرا هر کس بخواهد جان خود را برهاند آن را هلاک سازد، اما هر که جان خود را به خاطر من هلاک کند آن را دریابد.
Yeah, happiness is one of these things that if you are seeking for it, that's your focus, you won't find it.
اگر هدفتون باشه هیچ وقت بهش نمیرسید.
Yeah. Instead, spend time thinking about how you can make other people happy, how you can bless them, yeah, esteem others better than yourself.
And
whether this is actually true or not, it doesn't matter. After all, who's this statement referring to? Jesus Christ. Yeah, whose mind should be in us. Now, if there's anybody who can say, I'm better than anybody else, it will be Jesus Christ. Yeah, Jesus is God. Jesus is perfect. Jesus is above everybody. Jesus is truly better than anybody else. Yet, we see that he had an humble attitude. Yeah, he came as a servant. Yeah, he looked on the things of others. That was his mentality. That was the mind that was in Jesus. Yeah, the mind that looks to things of others. That lives for others. That thinks what they can do for other people. Read the next verse in Philippians 2. And read verses 6 till 10. Well, being in the form of God, through it thought it not a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth.
که چون در صورت خدا بود با خدا برابر بودن را غنیمت نشمرد، اما خود را پست نموده صورت غلام را پذیرفت، به شباهت آدمیان درآمد و چون در شکل انسان پیدا شد، خویشتن را فروتن ساخت و تا به مرگ، بلکه تا به مرگ صلیب مطیع گردید. از این جهت خدا نیز او را بسیار سرافراز نمود، نامی را که برتر از همه نام‌هاست بدو بخشید، نام تا به نام عیسی هر زانوی از آنچه در آسمان و بر زمین و زیر زمین است خم شود.
Yeah, Jesus made himself of no reputation.
عیسی مسیح خودش رو دنبال شهرت نگرد.
He took upon himself the form of a servant.
شکل غلام رو پذیرفت.
Jesus was humble. Jesus was meek.
فروتن کرد. عیسی مسیح فروتنی کامل
داشت. And of course, in the end, where does he end up? He's being exalted to the highest position.
بالاترین مقام و در بهترین مقام.
Given the name above every name.
تا به اون every knee shall bow to him. هر زانوی خم بشه.
Yeah, he was not glorifying himself.
خودش رو جلال نداد.
Yet, if there anybody would be there who could do that, Jesus could do that.
He
would be right,
because it all will be true.
Yet he did not do that. Other people glorified him. God the Father glorified him. The Holy Spirit glorified him. But Jesus himself didn't do that. Jesus was meek, lowly and humble. Yet being God in the flesh, he served people. His focus was on others. And he is our example.
Yeah?
Go to Mark 10. Mark 10 and read verses 42 to
45.
But Jesus called them to him and said unto him, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it be not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many.
42 to 45.
You want to be great in God's eyes? Then you need to serve. Then you need to be a servant. Even the Son of Man, even Jesus Christ, he didn't came to be minister to. He came to minister. And he came to give his life. A ransom for many.
Yeah?
It is more blessed to give than to receive. We are to think of others. Care for other people. Esteem others higher than ourselves. We are to consider what we do in life and how that affects others. If you're married, your wife or your husband, you should consider how your actions will affect your spouse. If you have children, how your actions affect your children, or how your actions affect your parents, or your friends, or your brothers and sisters in Christ. Serena, ga daar even zitten. Ga daar zitten alsjeblieft. Nu daarheen. En luisteren.
Oké.
Ja? En die meisjes, luisteren. Ja? Sorry. Where was I?
About the brands.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that was the mind that was in Christ, whose ultimate purpose was to give his life as a ransom. Yeah, so we can have life. He gave your life to be about others as well. Ultimately, to be his ambassadors, his representatives here on earth.
Yeah,
to point people the way to life. Yeah, to point people the example. To the example that you are following Jesus Christ. Yeah, so start at home. Start with your spouse. Start with your children, your parents, learn to follow that example in your own family.
Yeah.
Learn to be a person that has others on its mind. And extend that to friends, to brothers and sisters in Christ. And even extend it to strangers, the lost. Romans 15, verse 1. You can keep your finger there, we come back there. We then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
و ما که توانا هستیم ضعف‌های ناتوانان را متحمل بشیم و در پی خوشنودی خود نباشیم.
Yeah, we do not live our lives to just please ourselves.
زندگیمون این نیست که فقط خودمون رو
خوشحال کنیم. It's not about how much enjoyment you can get out of it. How famous you can become.
چقدر معروف بشیم تو زندگیمون.
Yeah, life is not about the most pleasure being had.
که بهترین لذت‌ها رو ببریم فقط نیست.
Yeah, that's not the way to live our lives. That's an illusion.
این همش یه سرابه.
And especially young children live in that illusion.
و در این سراب زندگی می‌کنن.
Yeah, they're desiring all these things for themselves.
می‌گردن که به نظر میاد میخوان.
Things that they want.
فکر میکنن میخوان.
They like the ice cream.
بستنی میخوان.
They like the toys.
اسباب بازی میخوان.
Yeah, nowadays you don't have it anymore, but when I was younger,
دیگه نداریمش. اما من جوان بودم.
You had these brochures of toys you could look through. یه
دونه بروشورهای تبلیغی اسباب بازی.
And you're thinking, I like to have this one and that one.
اینو میخوام، اونو میخوام، اینو.
And I would specifically look at the Lego brochures.
من مخصوصا بروشورهای لگو رو نگاه میکردم.
I was thinking, if I have this one, I will be happy. That's what I need.
این لگو رو لازم دارم.
And of course, then I got some of them, and then of course I wanted something else. And of course, it never ends. Yeah, it's an illusion. It doesn't make you happy. Yeah, and when you get older, you figure this out. Yeah, that these things don't satisfy. In fact, nothing in this world will ultimately satisfy us, will ultimately make us happy. Yeah, of course, certain things. Certain things may give you a temporary kick. But it always wears out. It never lives up to what it is promising. And the younger you are, when you figure this out, yeah, the better it is for you. Yeah, life is not just about having a good time and getting what you want. Real life is about other people. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Life is about serving God. Making difference in the life of other people. And then God is gracious towards us. God blesses us. God gives us good things. Yep, Psalm 23:5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
سفره برای من در برابر دیدگان دشمنانم می‌گسترانی، سرم را به روغن تقدیم می‌کنی و پیاله‌ام را لبریز می‌سازی.
Yeah, but God there's abundance.
در خدا خیلی زیادتر از اون که زیادیه، زیادتر از اون فراوانه.
He gives good things.
در چیزهای خوب میده خداوند.
My cup runneth over. Blessings.
لیوان من سرازیر میشه. برکات‌های من جاری میشه.
James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17.
هر بخشندگی نیکو و به هر بخشش کامل از بالا نازل می شود از پدر نورها که نزد او هیچ تبدیل و سایه گردش نیست.
Yeah, good gifts come from above.
هدیه های نیکو از خداوند از بالا میاد.
Story of Solomon.
داستان سلیمان.
Yeah. And of course, Solomon eventually ends up in the wrong place.
Solomon آخر سر جای اشتباه میره.
But when Solomon just became king,
اما وقتی سلیمان پادشاه شد,
yeah, God asks him, hey, what do you want me to give you?
چی بهت بدم؟
Go to 1 Kings.
اول پادشاهان رو باز کنید.
And go to chapter 4 and read verse 5.
چهار آیه 5.
Yeah, where God's giving him this question.
در عهد عتیق تو.
Yeah, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God asked, and God said, ask what I shall give thee.
Four, 8,
9. 5. Chapter 4, verse 5.
عزیا پسر ناتان سرپرست حاکمان زابود پسر ناتان کاهن و دوست پادشاه.
It's wrong. First King 4:5.
First King 4.
اول پادشاهان 4:5.
Is it right down wrong?
No, you're wrong. 5:4. پنجار چه؟
پنجار اسمه. عزیا.
No. Let me see if I can quickly find it.
Maybe second king? دوم پادشاهان 4:5 نیست؟
دوم پادشاهان 5 نیست؟ 14 4:5 5:4 let me find it. It's not that far. It's somewhere around there because it's about Solomon, so
آیت با سلیمان سلیمانه پس اول پادشاهانه
فصل
3
First Kings
3:5
It's close
enough. Yeah, it can't be that far away. So
شب هنگام در جعفون خداوند در خواب بر سلیمان ظاهر شد و گفت آنچه را که می‌خواهی به تو بدهم درخواست کن. سلیمان پاسخ داد تو به پدرم داوود که خدمتگزارت بود محبتی عظیم نشان دادی زیرا او در حضورت با وفاداری
فقط آیه 5
با تو سلوک می‌کرد این محبت
only first 5
فقط آیه 5
هفته You read the 7?
Yeah.
Okay, 8 and 9 you can read afterwards.
We'll
come as well. Yeah? So, this is a great question to get. God telling you, hey, ask, what shall I give you? Yeah, knowing that God can do everything.
Now,
what is the answer that Solomon asks for? And the reason I'm pointing it, I want you to show something of Solomon's heart at this point.
Yeah?
He's asking for wisdom. Now, you can look at that and say, he's a smart guy. That's a good thing to ask for. And of course, yes, that is true. It's a very smart thing to ask for.
Yeah,
but there's more to it. He's not asking wisdom because he wants to be the smartest person on earth. So people would come to him and look up to him. And like, yeah, he didn't do it specifically to have this queen of Sheba coming. that her has heard all these things about Solomon. That's not a reason he's asking for wisdom.
Yeah?
Why is he asking for wisdom? Now read verses 8 and 9.
Yeah?
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted from multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?
نیست خدمتگزارت میان قوم برگزیده تو است قومی عظیم و چنان کثیر که آنها را نتوان شمرد و حساب نتوان کرد پس به خدمتگزار خویش دلی فهیم از آخوند و بر قوم تو حکم براند و نیک را از بد تمیز دهد زیرا کیست توانایی حکم راندن بر این قوم عظیم تو را داشته باشد
Why is he asking for wisdom? Why is he asking for understanding?
چرا حکمت خواست؟ چرا درک خواست؟
Because he wants to be a good king for God's people. Yeah, for this great nation that God had put them over. Of course, God is pleased with the request.
Yeah,
because Solomon could have asked for riches, he could have asked for power over his enemies, whatever. But instead of that, he's asking for wisdom because he's thinking of the people. I want to be a blessing to these people. I want to lead them right. I want to be a good king. And of course, in the end, God gives him everything,
all these other things.
Now, our prayers should be like that. God, give me wisdom so I can be a better spouse to my husband or wife. God, give me wisdom so I can be the best mom or dad to my children. So I can be the best boss to my employees. Yeah, my life is not about me. My life is about others. I want to be there to be a blessing to others. To give of my life to help others. Yeah, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
Solomon didn't just give a smart request.
No,
his life was about others. He focused on others. Yeah, till a certain point that he went off the rails.